Hey, good morning. It's Sunday, February the 22nd, in the year of our Lord 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And Sundays are going to be a little bit different during this Jesus Asking series through Lent. If you've noticed in the book, I don't have an entry on Sundays. I just have a scripture text. And that's because Lent, the 40 days of Lent, do not include the six Sundays. You see, Sunday is always a feast day. You never fast on a Sunday. You fast on the other days. Lent is a season of fasting. But it breaks for the Sundays. Now, we observe that we're in this season, and you've noticed if you have the book, and of course, if you don't have the book, you're doing this with the emails or the podcast. It all's basically the same. But I listed a series of scripture texts that we're going to be navigating through on the six Sundays of Lent. And I think of it's like a pilgrimage. We're going to six different holy sites. We're getting on the bus. First stop, first Sunday of Lent, is Caesarea Philippi. Second Sunday, we're going to get back on the bus, and we're going to the Mount of Transfiguration. Okay, we're going back there. Because there's so much to take in, we couldn't even grasp it all. Third stop, third Sunday of Lent, we're going to the Jordan River. The bus is going to take us right down to the water's edge. We're going to get out of the bus, and some of you are going to get in the water. Some of us will stay back on the bank. But Jordan River, fourth Sunday. Fourth stop. I'm giving you the itinerary. Don't you kind of like that, knowing where we're going? Fourth Sunday, we're going to leave the Jordan, get back on the bus, and go to the wilderness, the desert, that place where Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights fasting, praying, being tempted, speaking God's word straight into the devil's face. And look who's coming in here. Dad's coming over. Dad, can you pull in over here? Come all the way over. Let me pull your chair out. All right. Let's pull up right there. You got it?
Yep.
Make it? Good. All right. Well, I was up to the fourth Sunday. We're going into the wilderness with Jesus. Fifth Sunday, we are going to be, where are we going? We're going to watch Jesus. We're going to get in the bus. We're going to Jerusalem. And we're going to watch him wash the feet of his disciples. And then the sixth, the last Sunday of Lent, we're going to make a little bit of an unexpected stop on the itinerary. We're going to the pool of Bethesda, the place where he healed the man who had been incapacitated for 38 years. So, there's the itinerary. But one of the things I'm going to do each Sunday, you notice even in the email, it's not a big entry here. I want to read the scripture to you. So I'm going to read right out of the book. This is Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 28. Hear now the word of the Lord. We're just going to let God's word speak today to us. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, Others say Elijah. And still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said. This shall never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Truly, I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The word of the Lord. It's good just to read a long text like that, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah, it's a good one.
You know, sometimes, well, I mean, really, the word of God needs no comment. I know I comment a lot on it, but it doesn't need that. It speaks its own word, its own truth. It is complete in and of itself. I'm tempted to say a lot of things here. You know, today in church, I'm going to be preaching on this passage here in Gillette at the Gillette Methodist Church. And a lot of preachers who are leading their church through Jesus asking, they're going to be preaching that text too. So if you would like to hear what I have to say about that text, you can just come to Gillette today. You can watch us online. We're on YouTube and we're on Facebook, Gillette Methodist Church. And it's there live and it's thereafter. But that's up to you. I'm just telling you what our plans are today. But we will. Dad's here, so you know we're going to sing. And, Dad, I think you picked us a good one. What a friend. What is it? What numbers? Whatever. There it is. You got it. Lean in here. Talk into Mike.
Okay. What a friend we have in Jesus. 116.
We're going to sing number 116 in our Great Redeemer's Praise, our hymnal. Three verses. We're going to sing them all three. And, you know, I'll make a comment after the song, but yeah, let's sing. You ready?
Ready.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Amen. You know, these days of Lent, they're days that are meant to deepen our friendship with Jesus. And I sometimes think, you know what? I bet Jesus, if he's singing this song, he's singing, what a friend I have in David.
Amen.
And I hope he's singing, what a friend I have in John David. And I have a sense he's singing, what a friend I have in Mary and Peter and Thomas and, you know, your name too. That's what I asked my church last Sunday. I said, you know, what if we turned this around and said, you know, we want Jesus to be our friend, but you know what he wants? He wants you to be his friend.
That's right.
He's looking for friends. He's not looking for servants. He's not looking for employees. He's not looking for fans. Mm-mm. He's looking for friends. And all you got to do is say, Jesus, pick me. I'll be your friend. And that's what Lent is about. We're way out of the crowd now. We're in the church, right? We're in a group. Some of us kind of are closer up in the 12. Others of us, we're running all the way up to the 3. Right? Next week, we'll see how Jesus took those 3 up to the Mount of Transfiguration. And you know how to go? Raise your hand. He'll say, okay, he's looking. I see that hand. Let's go. I want you to come all the way out of the group up to my close friends. And really where he wants to get you is to the one. You know, there's that disciple that you hear about in John's gospel. They called him the disciple whom Jesus loved. That's a spot, again, it's reserved for anybody who will raise their hand and say, that's where I want to be. I want to be in that kind of friendship with Jesus. So, yeah, we'll just leave it there today. We're not going to see you on the field. We're going to see you at the house. We're going to church. And we're going to meet with Jesus together. So be ready to see friends. Be ready to see maybe visitors at your church. Just be ready to befriend them, to deepen your friendships with each other. And for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you at the house today.
Amen.